Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Shares in Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest lender, dropped sharply today, bringing down major European banks as fears about weakness in the global financial system sent shockwaves through the markets. Deutsche Bank shares were off 14% in early afternoon trading today on the German stock exchange. The United States conducted airstrikes in Syria last night against facilities affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard after a contractor was killed and five service members injured in northeast Syria from an Iranian drone. The chief executive officer of TikTok faced some tough questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill as the United States is considering banning the popular app, accusing it of data farming Americans' data for the CCP.
Thursday, a House committee focused on concerns about the app's data privacy, protections for kids, and connection to the Chinese Communist Party. Members grilled the CEO over videos on the site like the blackout challenge that has led to the death of some young children. I'm Dave Collins.
French President Emmanuel Macron is refusing to budge on his government's raising of the retirement age to 64, prompting hundreds of thousands of French citizens to take to the streets in protest. Tourist spots like the Eiffel Tower and the Versailles Palace closed down amid the demonstrations as travel was disrupted at regional train stations and airports across France. The Senate Ethics Committee admonished Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, for using an interview at the Capitol to solicit campaign donations. The letter from Chair Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware, and Vice Chair James Lankford, a Republican from Oklahoma, cites a November 30, 2022 Fox News appearance, saying Graham solicited campaign contributions for Georgia State candidate Herschel Walker. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
China threatened the United States with serious consequences this morning after the U.S. Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row, in a move Beijing claimed was a violation of its sovereignty and security. Yesterday, the Asian country claims it chased off the USS Milius, a claim the U.S. military denied. The fight between big tech companies and the state of Utah has officially dropped the green flag. Governor Spencer Cox signed the nation's first major social media regulations into law, passed by the legislature earlier this month. SB 152 and HB 311 are touted by lawmakers as necessary to counter the alleged harms social media platforms enact on teenagers. The bills have some pushback, raising concerns about freedom of speech and privacy. Is peanut butter a liquid? The TSA has made a determination.
There are 486 items that you cannot bring through the TSA checkpoint. No liquids, no gels, no aerosols. And now there's one more thing you can't bring. The TSA now says that peanut butter is a no. Whether creamy or crunchy, TSA now classifies it as a liquid. And it's not allowed through security unless it's 3.4 ounces or less. Of course, the final call is all subject to the TSA agent on hand. I'm Skip Kelly.
It is National Cheesesteak Day, so what's up with your lunch? Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Megan Barth. Yes, it's her time to come on and straighten everything out as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. She's the founder, proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. By the way, I want you to know DIE is catching on. Every time I share it with people, of course, I give you credit. You deserve it. You know, they go, this makes so much sense. Diversity, what they would call DEI, is become really DIE, diversity, inclusion, equity. That's what DEI turns into. It turns into death.
Yeah, exactly, and that's, you know, part of the, you know, go woke, go broke mantra, and it, but it really is a very malignant, I would call leftist operation grifting mechanism, if you will, when you implement these DIE, die structures within specifically bureaucracies, whether it's local bureaucracies, like if you look, for example, at your city council and your and the city that you live in, see how many DIE administrators there are. You'll find more than you anticipated. Then when you look perhaps more at the federal level, you can look at the military as a great example of how we have become not the leader of the free world, but truly one of the weakest cogs on the world stage. And that is because, as I believe it was Blinken or Kirby said the other day, and they could have both said it, but I can't remember who said it the other day, that, you know, our foreign policy is basically leading with LGBTQIA++++ you know, around the world. Does anyone really care? Do you think China cares? Do you think that Iran cares? Do you think that Saudi Arabia or Russia cares? Obviously not, because they're doing deals with petrodollars and making these alliances, because our focus is on 0.03% of the population that might identify as transgender.
So you mean to tell me that pronouns aren't more powerful than nuclear bombs?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've so lost our way under this die, you know, grift operation, whereby, you know, we're not only leading on the world stage with it, but our schools are being infiltrated. Equity is, like, the main objective. It's not education. It's been replaced by equity. And equity is the quality, but no one can tell me the difference. Even Bernie Sanders couldn't tell Bill Maher what the difference between quality and equity was.
It is a modern contagion, isn't it? It's a modern contagion.
Truth. It's a way for people who hate this country, who seek to divide us as a nation, to make six-figure incomes, if not more.
Yeah, and you make an excellent point here. All you've got to do in any of these organizations, because it has metastasized. I mean, you know, years ago you might find one person, maybe, that was sensitive to that particular issue. You go there, and I mean, they have the depth of a network and fortification in organizations, you know, across the country and just about every business, because that's the order of the day. And of course, you know, when you consider what happened in this latest banking fiascos that have taken place, it has been DIE leading the way.
Right, and that Silicon Valley Bank, for example, the director of risk assessment, she obviously wasn't assessing the risk very well, but for the last 6 months prior to the largest bank collapse that she oversaw since 2008, was over in Europe basically putting together some lesbian conference. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Well, supposedly she had resigned is what they're saying. But regardless, if she had, why didn't you replace her? I mean, after all, she is the one that is minding, you know, all the regulations, is supposed to be on top of this and assessing any kind of threat to your solvency.
I don't care if she resigned before or after the collapse. She was there long enough to mitigate risk. Mm-hmm. The risk didn't all of a sudden happen overnight. Now, granted, with all of the Fed hikes against the bond market and all of that stuff, they were basically playing a game of Russian roulette. Mm-hmm. But that is also part of risk.
Yes.
Right? So
right.
I don't care if she resigned before the collapse or after the collapse. She was there long enough to assess risk and mitigate risk. And
exactly.
And the company's charter... their motivation was to make sure that they were "quote unquote" good global citizens, and that, you know, their presentations contained pronouns, and their presentations had rainbows all over it. And this is exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like I said, to every single institution in this country, merit is no longer important. Talent is no longer important. Certainly accountability isn't in that framework
of course
responsibility.
Not. Yeah. Yeah. It's corporate suicide is what it boils down to, Megan. This is self-inflicted what they've done. Go ahead.
You know, this ESG mechanism, which is the environmental, social, blah, 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 that now banks are supposed to follow, that Biden's first veto. Biden's first veto, it was a bipartisan bill, whereby the government was not going to force banks. Geez, where have we heard this before, the 2008 collapse? The government was not going to force banks to engage in investing taxpayer dollars, their investors' dollars, based on environmental sustainability, you know, basically the LGBTQIA, blah, 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 being global citizens. All this crap that has absolutely nothing to do with how money moves.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden,
I think down the road, how are they not, you know, liable? Because this is there is a fiduciary responsibility. When you are handling people's money, especially retirees, you have a responsibility to perform for them, or you better have a good reason why you don't. This almost borders, Megan. I think at some point somebody's going to get sued up the yin and yang, and deservedly so, for this kind of, you know, this kind of mind blowing. And as I said, you know, self-inflicted shot in the head, you know, corporately.
Well, I mean, you would think, but when the federal banks are, or when the banks are controlled by the federal government, you know, this is what this is boiling down to. I mean, we are literally having a banking collapse, and no one seems to be talking about it. They have spread their money into various avenues, and like I said, this ESG that is causing substantial weakness in the banking sector, specifically small banks. What have the Democrats always promised us they want to do? Nationalize everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, Maxine Waters famously said she wanted to nationalize the oil companies. I think she also famously said, along with Barney Frank, who was, by the way, on the board of the largest bank collapse, shocker.
Yeah.
You know, so you find the same old criminals you know, in basically, again, steering the Titanic into the iceberg. And I think it was Barney Frank that basically said they wanted to nationalize banks. So yep. When the government, federal government, sets these institutions up to fail, guess what? They're going to fail.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you for joining us as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Megan Barth breaking it down, what DIE is doing to our corporations, this clear abandonment of merit. where we are mediocritizing, we are socializing, we are committing to a socialistic form of government, if not communism, here in this country, ever so slowly but progressively, Megan Barth.
Yeah, and all by design. I mean, this is why the progressives call them progressive. I mean, it's just another name for a communist or a socialist or a Marxist. I mean, let's not split hairs between the difference of the three. Because they all lead to, basically a government-controlled centralized bank. Mm-hmm. We have a piece of legislation that's making its rounds in the Nevada legislature that has everything to do with the centralized bank currency, whereby they redefine the definition of money. They don't even basically say that Bitcoin is a piece of money. So once government can control the means by which you barter, they control everything. And that's right. What you were saying with Obamacare. Once the federal government can control your health care, they can control your life. Well, the second step to Obamacare, right, is to basically control your ability of mobility. And what does money give you? Whether or not you have a lot of money or a little money, it gives you mobility. It gives you the ability to barter. So with the ESG system that is causing massive banks to fail, our country to fail militarily, and our schools to fail educationally, ESG lends itself to what? A central banking currency, which leads to what? A social credit score.
Exactly.
So if I go out, and this was also underreported, by the way, if I go out and I want to purchase a gun with my MasterCard, okay, and if the federal government gets wind of that and they're basically controlling the banks, they could basically flag me and say that I'm some sort of extremist. This is exactly what they do in China. Well, four or five of the largest credit card companies, MasterCard, Discover, Visa, et cetera, was this close, just inches away, from tracking gun sales.
Yes,
they were going
exactly.
to put a specific code on credit card transactions, like a flag, that would flag if people went out and bought guns or if they went out and bought bullets. Now,
knowing them, Megan, they don't have to give an explanation. They would just say denied, and then it's up to you to track down and spend an endless amount of time trying to find out why you were denied.
Correct.
Yeah, that's how they operate.
They were that close to implementing a tracking mechanism on gun sales, and they suddenly, without much explanation, backed off last week.
Well,
but
because
it doesn't say that it's not going to happen again, especially if the federal government
exactly.
is involved.
It's just a matter of timing. It's inevitable. I mean, we've seen every impingement upon our freedom continue to move progressively, as we said, and they are relentless. They will keep on pushing until we can get control of our government once again, and it becomes a government of, for, and by we the people, Megan Barth.
Yeah, Bill, I was traveling. It took me 2 days to get home from California to Nevada. Why? Because the airlines were all messed up, and it was basically due to weather. But this reminded me of Pete Buttigieg. Do you really think that Pete Buttigieg is qualified to lead the Department of Transportation? He was a small-town mayor. He was a mayor in Indiana. The only qualifications Pete Buttigieg has for having an administrative role in this administration, a bureaucratic role, is the fact that he's gay. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole administration is based... The whole administration, based on, even including the vice president, is based on box checking, not merit. Can you check boxes?
Right. And we see this filtering down into our education system, where they're eliminating ACTs, they're eliminating SATs, they're eliminating grading to pass-fail, like they did here in Nevada. For the last 2 years, or 4 years, excuse me, in Nevada, they eliminated expulsions. So if a student battered a teacher, the student wasn't necessarily automatically expelled. They had to go through this whole restorative justice program, which was a bunch of Marxist claptrap. Yes. And so now our governor in Nevada is seeking to repeal that entire section of the law that the Democrats and Republicans passed in 2019 in order to establish some safety and structure in our school. Mm-hmm. So this Marxism, which is exactly what this is, has permeated every single aspect of our society, and the results have been nothing short of a disaster.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you reporting on that. We need more reporting on the negative results of DIE, the contagion that we're dealing with right now, this Marxism that continues to march through the institutions. And this is why people are waking up and going, you know, where's the truth? Where's the credibility? Where is the confidence that we can have in any of the government institutions right now? And that's a fair question to ask, because these institutions are failing the American people who, by the way, are paying their salaries, right?
Well, exactly. And that's what really this comes down to, is that, you know, we are, I was telling someone the other day who was having, he's sending two of his daughters to a very expensive private school. It costs about $27,000 a year for each daughter. And he came to the dinner table and he was just completely saddened. And he goes, this Marxism is taking over my daughter's private school. And I said, well, tell me about it. So he tells me about what they're putting his daughters through and how they're creating this wedge between him and his daughters. And that's exactly what this whole DIE is designed to do, is create a wedge, whether yes. it's between parents and their children, or government and their constituents, or elected officials and accountability.
Well, it's all about, you know, the ununited states. They know united we stand and we're a powerful force. You know, at each other's throat. This is why, you know, there's been a paradigm shift. And I said this to the audience long ago, that before, you know, politics used to be downstream the culture. Now that has been flipped. And now it is the culture that is downstream politics. This is why we're having a hard time getting along and understanding and listening to one another. We are divided right now. And if we stay divided, well, I'll tell you, America as we know it, I mean, it's already at the brink right now as it stands, in my humble opinion, Megan. I think unless we can get get united, come together for a common cause and understand what's at risk here. It is this great American idea that has served generations before us, and if treated properly, with respect, we'll take care of the generations coming. Otherwise, my goodness, I mean, we're Venezuela.
Well, I remember when Nancy Pelosi, when she used to squawk every Tuesday in front of the press, she would always lead with diversity is our strength, diversity is our strength. How is division our strength? And that's the root word of diversity, is division.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all by design, brought to you by the Democratic Party. And I have to tell you that even though I'm not, you know, a huge, huge fan of Trump, he did a great job when he was in office. And I honestly think that he is the only one that understands the rot. Now that yes. he has been subject to 7 years of relentless, malicious prosecutorial misconduct, mm-hmm. I think he is the only one, I don't even think DeSantis is ready yet, right. I think he is the only one that could truly, truly fix what is so broken in this country.
Exactly. This is why they're so afraid of them, because they've worked hard to get their tentacles around the power and control levers of our government, and they have injured. They have done grave injury to the American people. Megan Barth, she's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting a U.S. contractor was killed and five American service members were wounded, along with another U.S. contractor, in a drone strike in northeast Syria. A U.S. intelligence assessment determined that the one-way unmanned aerial vehicle was of Iranian origin. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement that, at the direction of President Biden, he authorized U.S. Central Command to conduct precision airstrikes last night in eastern Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. French President Emmanuel Macron is refusing to budge on his government's raising of the retirement age to 64, prompting hundreds of thousands of French citizens to take to the streets in protest. Tourist spots like the Eiffel Tower and the Versailles Palace closed down amid the demonstrations as travel was disrupted at regional train stations and airports. USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a bit of your time with us. We want to talk about spring officially upon us. So, too, is the time to go outside and revive the garden, right? The backyard and the outdoor space. Gardening and outdoor experts. We're privileged to have Jim Carlton with us. He's here to discuss the latest and greatest in gardening for 2023. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I love gardening. I mean, I really do. I love the results of gardening. My body is, boy, I'll tell you, it just doesn't bend as easy and recoil as easy, so it's tough to be down there. And I got to tell you, I appreciate, I see this often with women who've got it all figured out. They got little scooters. They know how to make it convenient, so it's light on their body parts and that. But I love the results of gardening. There's just something about being, you know, close to nature and the source of life.
Yeah, that's very, very true. It's soul filling.
Mm-hmm. For you, Jim, I mean, what drew you to gardening? Is it just it's just been a natural expression, or how did your love for gardening come about?
My grandfather actually was a phenomenal gardener. He grew vegetables like you can't believe. He had a big, huge garden, and all summer long I spent time with him working on it. And that's kind of where I inherited my love of garden.
Uh-huh. So your grandfather got on you, huh?
No, he actually just worked in the garden, and I like hanging around with him. Mm. So.
Yeah, when I said got on you, I didn't mean like he was on you to force you to do something. It was just it sometimes, you know, by osmosis, you know, somebody's love for something will just rhyme with our reason. And obviously you were the heir apparent, little did you know, right?
I guess, yep.
Okay, let's talk about, you know, because we talk about gardening. I love the colors, you know, and this is, and 'tis the season to see the beauty and the entire panorama of colors that come out of our gardens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. This season, the trending colors are actually, it's interesting. We have unconventional blues.
Really?
They like robin's egg blue, teal, even lavender is big. And the pinks are also really, really big this season. The fiery bold magenta to soft pastel pink, those are really the key colors this season. We also have a couple of outlier colors, blood orange and even green. Mm-hmm. It's a popular color this season.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to be green, we're told. Remember? And this year, even better, I guess, to be green. So what are we commonly seeing in regards to plants, flowers, and trees this season?
Well, I think along the lines of your green comment, it's water-wide. People are xeriscaping, and that is they're using local species of plants to their area, right? That way they use the appropriate amount of water, and they tolerate the temperature wherever you live, whether it's blazing hot or cooler, it doesn't matter. That's the key, is using local species. It gives you a better garden that's much more suited to the climate in your area, and that's really, really important this season.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think it's great. I've done xeriscaping for quite some time in terms of the yard, and it's really it keeps you on your toes, right? You have to learn new things. You can't just buy plants and throw them in. You have to go out and learn a little bit about the area and the temperatures and things, and it really pays off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're talking with gardening and outdoor expert Jim Carlton, taking a look at our gardens. You know, there is something I got to tell you, Jim. I appreciate people in our neighborhood who are gifted with, you know, beautifying their home and adding that extra special, you know, taste and color to their yards. I mean, it is a true gift, and one that I look at, if I might say, with a bit of envy, because even though I like it, I just am I'm not really good at it. So what can we do, you know, to make the most of our gardening space in appreciating that, look at this, is a manifestation of our home. It adds to the beauty and the welcoming, you know, when you come into your home and you've got a, you know, beautiful landscape and, you know, you've made the most of your gardening space. There's a lot of joy to get from that, isn't there?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I think, you know, starting small, there's nothing wrong with letting the garden grow organically, right? And start really small, just your front porch. That, you know, if that looks beautiful, then you move on to the next thing and the next thing. And you don't have to get the garden done in a day or a weekend, right? You can spend a month or 2 months or 4 months of time to get it, you know, established. I think that, you know, it's really important that you mix things up, right? When you plant your garden, you don't want one vegetable or one flower. That uniform look, it tends to look okay, but then it blooms and then it's done and then it's just green. And you want to have fruits or vegetables or flowers all season long. And that means you need to mix it up. And it really is beneficial to kind of think of your garden as multi-purpose and the plants that you put in as multi-purpose.
That's a good idea. I like that. No, that's good. Oftentimes, you know, we're kind of suggesting this, that gardening can be time-consuming. So what is the latest time-saving devices when it comes to maintaining a beautiful outdoor space?
Well, we found two robots, believe it or not, that weed your yard for you. The first
really?
One is yep, the first one's called a Turtle, T-E-R-T-I-L-L, and it's a small solar-powered robot that you have in your garden in the dirt or planter box mm-hmm. spaces, right?
And so what is it? Is gardening's idea of the Roomba, huh? The
yes,
vacuum cleaner?
That's yeah. right. In right. fact, Turtle was produced by the inventor of the Roomba robot. He
oh,
produced
huh.
the Turtle after he left Roomba. So it has a lineage, right? And it works off the sun, it's solar powered. Then we have a robot that weeds your lawn. So in fact, it's the world's first lawn weeding robot. And it's from Dandy Technology. It travels your lawn on a predetermined route and sprays the weeds that it encounters with a very small amount of herbicide. Even an all organic herbicide if you want to use that. So it makes mm-hmm. it really safe for you, your family, your pets. It's a much better way of going about it.
Wow. That's odd. I mean, who would have thunk, right? That we would come in, we'd have a two. Yeah, I think this is awesome. Again, things to make, you know, the most and that you can make the most of your outdoor space. Any other ideas that you have to share with us, Jim? We got about a minute and a half left.
I think that, you know, a garden is a place that people should where they should go to relax, right? It should be a kickback and chill space. And the one thing that really lends itself to that is a focal point, whether that is a gazing globe or a trellis or a tree or a water fountain or whatever you really want. Putting something in the garden that's not necessarily the natural thing, but it mm-hmm. enhances the natural thing is a really, really great way to make your garden a Zen sanctuary.
Yeah, I like that. It's a great idea. Jim, and I like, you know, what you shared with us, that, you know, we can take our time. It doesn't have to be one of those one-week projects. It could be a months-long project. It could be an all-year project where you're, you know, breaking up in manageable chunks or manageable portions to eventually get there and then have fun with it, right?
That's right. That's what your gardening is about, having fun and making a reasonably beautiful space for your enhances the value of your home, right? That just it becomes your Zen sanctuary and it's your peaceful spot, and you just go there to kill time, right? It's a yeah. great way to take some time in nature.
Jim Carlton, gardening and outdoor expert. Jim, where can they go for more information?
They can go to Dandy Technology, that's DANDY technology.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. success. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Adam Holtz is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Adam, of course, from PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to check out, you know, for movie reviews, DVDs. I mean, it's all right there. Entertainment from a biblical worldview, you know, so that you will be forewarned. I mean, there's no need to waste your money and for you to invest your money in projects and entertainment that is not consistent with your values. You know, we've heard that said time and time again, and maybe we've gotten a little bit lax on it because, look at, you know, COVID, everything, you know, it's just like, oh, just get me through the night here and get me through the day. But look at, we have to reevaluate all that's been happening in our culture, in our society, how it's impacted our families. You know, as I said earlier, we've been warned about the attack on the families for decades, and we're thankful for, you know, James Dobson, who was the original founder of Focus on the Family, of course, now has devolved into another ministry. And but the theme is still the same. Is that we have to protect the integrity of the family unit. I mean, that is God's critical building block for our society. And so what's been happening? Well, Adam Holtz joins us now. I want to bring him on so that he can add to this conversation and this perspective as well. Adam, good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always look forward to our time together because, you know, as things happen, oftentimes, you know, my dear people that really know me, you know, first of all, they'll say, hey, we know you're not that smart. How did you come up with that stuff? I go, of course you know I'm not that smart. And it's not me. And, you know, and they're particularly endeared by our conversations because I said, you know, quite often we come on, it's just, we're just trusting God. We're trusting the Holy Spirit to lead us and bring up these topics, and we get into these things that I believe are important to be discussed because you can't, you don't have these kind of conversations everywhere you go.
No, you
know,
and, you don't.
Right? How many people do you sit with and have a cup of coffee and you're being led by the Spirit, and the Spirit says, okay, hey, look, let's address this issue. Let's talk about these weighty issues, whether they have to do with the degenderization of bathrooms, you know, these kind of topics that are thrown at our kids to indoctrinate them. And what they're doing, essentially, is they are disassembling the critical family unit that, oh, that's right, God created that, right? And what was the purpose? Why did God create the family unit?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you know, God created the family unit for a couple things. I mean, it's obviously the family is the most atomic, if I can use that adjective, foundational building block of society and culture. Right?
I mean, exactly. Right.
You bring a man and a woman together, and I think that it's so critical, Bill, that as we talk about sexuality and as we talk about gender, that we remember that the blueprint is right there in Genesis. He created the male and female in his image, and that together, a man and a woman reflect God's creative character. And when a man and a woman and the covenantal protection and beauty of marriage come together, that yields something creative. It yields new life. So, you know, marriage is a picture of God on a very real level. And then that becomes the building block in which life is really nurtured, right? And where life has the opportunity to mature, and we know that children are a heritage from the Lord. That's another passage of scripture that we talk about. And so the family is the fundamental building block of society. And so when you mess with it, when you say it's not that, or it can be other configurations that don't reflect that character of being created in God's image, you're messing with the most fundamental foundational part of society. And I think, you know, it wasn't that long ago that even those who were on the left and on the other side of the aisle were still able to recognize that. You and I have probably talked about this, but I think about Daniel Moynihan in the early 1980s. He and Ronald Reagan were on different philosophical sides of the aisle, but even he could recognize that the breakdown of the family had massive consequences. Well, we're not there anymore. Now we're in this brave new world where the government thinks that we can define family however we want, and frankly, they want to be our family. And
yeah, you're being too kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're being too kind in calling it the brave new world. It's the stupid new world.
It is the stupid new world.
Because, you know, the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God. You take God, you don't fear God anymore, you don't care about what God says, then you really render yourself stupid. And this is where we are. You know, some of you might, oh, yeah, no, it's really dumb. You know, what we're doing, and just as you were saying, here's this building block that is designed with a purpose by God, not Joe Biden, not the Democrats, you know, not any political force, but by God himself. He creates, he has the infinite wisdom to assemble, you know, the elements that are required to have a substantive and a result, a purposeful result getting organism called the family.
Right.
And he assembled this all together with a design and purpose. Now you get people that want to put chinks in the armor, so to speak, and they compromise the integrity of these building blocks. So where does it lead? You know, on one hand, you've got a fixed building block that is solid. It's complete. You can count on it. Every time it comes, it's the same. It's the building block. It goes in. And when you bring these building blocks together, you fortified a wall of freedom and liberty and purpose and productivity that is good for all concerned. Compromise that building block. The found everything goes down, the whole deal. Now what do you got? You got rubble.
Right, you've got rubble, you've got chaos, and and if we want to continue the wall metaphor, you also have vulnerability, right? Because then the enemy, who, I mean, what did Satan do in the garden? He went after Adam and Eve's relationship with God and their relationship with each other from the get-go, right? I mean, that was the undermining of God's design of the family is right there from the very first story we have about Satan's attempted device. Let me say one other thing here that I think is important.
Hang on. Okay, real quick. But also, he attacked the woman.
Right.
She's the source. I mean, she is the reproductive element that God chose and had sanctified her for that, and he went after the source.
He did. That's exactly right, and what I wanted to say was that the Greek word diablos means to split, and I think at the core of Satan's strategy is deception for the purpose of splitting. You know, his entire MO is to separate us from each other, and man, don't we see that with this agenda today? We're having kids separated from families, husbands separated from wives, and now we're having people separated from their own biological, you know, sex that they had when they were born. I mean, he's trying to separate us now in our psyches and in our bodies. And what a remarkable strategy. And yet, you know, we have a culture that has swallowed it whole. And not only that, says it's a good thing. And we have to affirm this. Well, no, we don't have to affirm it. We have to fight for what's true, Bill.
Exactly. For the sake of people that don't know better, Adam, because that is the challenge. That's the tough thing. And this is part of what Jesus meant when he said, pick up your cross.
That's right.
You know, maybe this is our cross that we must pick up to realize that, hey, look, we're seemingly fighting an uphill battle. But, you know, time and again, through experiences we've learned, is that with God we have the majority.
No, that's exactly
regardless
right.
of the numbers,
and
right?
We do. And I think that you're absolutely right in that Jesus calls us to a life of laying down our life, right? You know, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And that focus on other people's needs in and of itself is a countercultural thing this, you know, in this day and age, because we're so focused on entitlement and affirmation and, you know, you get what you want on your terms, and heaven forbid that anybody should suggest that that's not a good thing. It's like, well, when we only focus on ourselves, what is the fruit of that, Bill?
I mean,
the fruit is destruction. That's what the fruit is.
It's not very fulfilling, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, that's the thing, is that it ends up being empty. And I think that sometimes, and we all focus on our own needs, right? I mean, that's our natural bent is to take care of ourselves. But when we lay down our lives on behalf of Christ and on behalf of other people, there is a redemption there that's not possible when I just focus on, well, what do I want?
Exactly. Well, that's why Jesus came to liberate us. Even something as subtle as that, Adam, that we can be liberated from our own selfish desires.
Yes.
How? You know, at moments in time in my life, I'm able to see that. And when I do, I am so thankful to God, you know, for that. And it's frustrating by the same token, because I find myself like Paul. For the things that I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't, I do. And God, in his grace and mercy and his faithfulness and long-suffering, understands that and still loves us, Adam. How cool is that?
It's amazing, and I love the fact that his promises are new every morning, Bill.
Amen. You and me. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Check it out.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the